Hi, this is Nissapod on Wednesday, the 20th of June 2012, and this is my Audioboo audio blog. I've been reflecting a little bit on why I sometimes do audio blog recordings rather than writing on my Mini Break Mummy blog. And there are various reasons for this, I think. One is the portability of Audioboo, because it is it's an iPhone app, and therefore I've always got it with me, because I've always got my iPhone with me. I don't need that strong a sort of an internet signal to do it. I don't need a keyboard. I just need somewhere that I can talk into the phone for 5 minutes, and another 5 minutes to listen back to it, and a few minutes to upload it. It takes less time than doing a written blog, especially if the written blog post has photos in and layout and stuff. I mean, technically, I can do a written blog post on my iPhone as well, but I've tried that and I didn't get on with it very well. It doesn't give you very much control over the formatting, and it's quite fiddly. So I do find that I use Audioboo for its convenience, apart from anything else. But the other thing is that I kind of feel that it's more private, even though I've just looked at the stats and some of my Audioboo recordings have been listened to by loads of people. It is more private. It's, you know, you can't search the full text of an Audioboo. I feel like I know quite a lot of the people in the Audioboo community, and I kind of feel that I don't know a bigger proportion of the people who read my written blog, if that makes sense. So I do get feedback from a lot of people who listen to my Audioboos and feel that they also do Audioboos, and therefore I get a sense of who they are. Whereas, you know, anybody could stumble across my written blog via Google, and you know, just by finding a keyword, and indeed I want to encourage that. I want lots of people to read it, and the whole character of Mini Break Mummy, the blog Mini Break Mummy, and the sort of persona that goes with it, is that it's kind of light and fluffy and superficial, and therefore if I want to talk about how I feel about something, or perhaps how I've dealt with a difficult situation, somehow it doesn't kind of fit with a Mini Break Mummy blog persona. So whereas I feel that if I'm talking about something, it's easier to sort of get across the immediacy of how I feel about something, whether that's good or bad. You know, and I've sometimes spoken about quite difficult topics on Audioboo that I would never want to sort of write about in such a public place as a WordPress blog. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that for those of you who listened to yesterday's boo about how I got locked out and had to get a locksmith to let me into my house and fit a new lock, I just wanted to say, and I don't think I mentioned this yesterday, that that has always been one of the things I've been quite anxious about. I've always had at the back of my mind, what happens if I lock myself out? Oh my goodness, what do I do? But actually, I feel a sense of empowerment that this thing that I'd always feared happened, and it wasn't too bad. I mean, I know it was a nice day and it could have been a lot worse. But I kind of think, yeah, okay, cost a bit of money, it was inconvenient, but actually, you know, I've survived, it's okay, not the end of the world. So that's kind of nice. It's kind of a smaller scale version of what happened after I ended up with an emergency C-section, and I came out and I thought, yes, I'm still alive. But not, obviously not quite as extreme as that, but yes. Anyway, so that's enough for me for now. My 5 minutes is nearly up. Speak to you again soon.